Hi, welcome to the Ethan Schallenberger History Show. Today we'll be joined by Dylan Van Doren to talk about the history behind the Black Death.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. What year did the Black Death start? When did it end?
The Black Death started in the late 1340s and ended in the early 1350s.
That's a pretty quick plague there, Dylan. Mm-hmm. About how many people died during the Black Death?
There was an estimated 25 million people that died during the Black Death.
That's a lot of people for not a lot of time. What countries were affected during the Black Death?
The countries that were affected during the Black Death were Germany, France, England, Italy, Norway, some Eastern European countries, and Russia later on.
What caused the Black Death to start?
The Black Death was caused by the Yersinia pestis bacterium. The plague was carried by fleas that usually traveled on rats but jumped off to other mammals when the rat died.
Those fleas obviously knew how to travel to get to all those different countries.
Yep.
How did the plague originate?
It peaked in Europe between 1348 and 1350 and is thought to have been on a bubonic plague outbreak caused by the Yersinia pestis, a bacterium.
Why was it called the Black Death?
It was called the Black Death because the vomiting blood and died within through days. The survivors called it the Great Pestilence.
Why was the Black Death so deadly?
The ancestor of the bacterium responsible for the Black Plague isn't nearly as deadly. The bacterium Yersinia pestis has been infecting humans ever since it evolved 5 to 10,000 years ago.
Where did the plague start?
The first historian recorded of the plague is in the Central Asia in 1338.
Is the bubonic plague contagious?
Yes, the bubonic plague is very contagious from animals, but is extremely rare.
How is the bubonic plague cured?
Several antibiotics are effective for treatment, including stereotaxin, gentamicin, and diclofenac. Without treatment, plague results in death of 30% to 9% of those infected death. If it occurs, it is typically within 10 days with treatment. The risk of death is around 10%.
I got nothing from that except for the risk of death is around 10%. All right, so do you think the plague still exists?
Yes, the plague exists because, and it's not the only, the old-time disease still lurks while the plague is extremely rare. Today, many express shock that causes still pop up at all.
All right. Sounds like a lot of information. Thank you for joining the Ethan Schallenberger History Show. See you next time.